Off the Ball, GAA.
Ewan is actually, he's saying, guys, come out and tell us the facts. Tell us what's happened. We've so much to go on with in Mayo GAA.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hello and welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Today we'll hear from Johnny Sexton as he spoke to the media in his role as Lions coach ahead of Friday's game in Dublin with Argentina. We will get reaction from Saturday's URC final as Leinster finally got over the line against the Bulls. And Owen Farrell's stint in France is over. But first, two events in Dublin this afternoon, and former Leinster, Ireland and British and Irish Lions out half Johnny Sexton says that he wants to give back as he takes his place amongst the Lions coaching contingent. Sexton, who will turn 40 whilst on the tour, played on the 2013 Tour of Australia and started all three tests in the series win, and also featured in each test of the drawn series in New Zealand in 2017. He explains to Off the Ball's Susanna Mullen and the other assembled media the reasons he has for taking this job.
Look, last November, obviously Andy asked me to come in and help out. Felt the kickers and the young tens needed a little bit of help, so I did as much as I could in and around my work. He then asked me to come in for the Six Nations, and it was maybe a little bit more, but not much. But I loved it. I loved being back. I loved being back in an environment where, you know, I was comfortable. Like, I spent a lot of time in rugby and felt I had a bit to give back to those number 10s and to a little bit with the leadership group, you know, and trying to help them out. So it was really enjoyable. And then obviously got the phone call from Faz and sort of asked me to do both roles and obviously would have to be full time, and I jumped at it because, like I said, it's something I always kind of could have maybe wanted to go into deep down, and the reason I didn't was because of I didn't really want to coach guys that I just played with, so that break was good for me, albeit that it was only for a full year. And the other reason was because, you know, I'm not the guy that wants to go and travel and, you know, go to France or New Zealand, a bit like, you know, O'Gara's done, and I don't want to do that. I want to be in Ireland. But I got to concentrate in the here and now. That's ultimately how I made the decision. I got to make myself happy here and now and not worry too much about the future. If it's only for 2 years, it's only for 2 years. But we'll see what happens. Just enjoy the moment and try and make the most of it.
He added that there is still a lot of pride, even if he is just involved in a coaching capacity.
Yeah, it's been amazing. You know, no matter what role you come into a line setup, it's a huge privilege and an honour to be here. So it's no different being a, you know, assistant kicking coach and you know, helping out with the lads. Still a huge amount of pride to come in here and put the, you know, it's not a jersey, but it's a badge on your chest, and it's been great to be part of. Great group so far. Obviously, we've got the Leinster and Bath boys joining us today, which would be good because they'll be in good form after their wins, and we've had a tough week in Portugal, which has been good for the group, and good to go on there for the game on Friday.
And the former Ireland captain spoke about how he hopes to help this current cohort of out halves.
It's a little bit of everything, really. It depends what person you're working with. It depends what form they're in. It depends if they need a little bit of help, if they're in a good place, you know, all those type of things. And again, it's just the first week's just been getting to know Marcus and Finn Smith because, you know, I've played against them. I actually don't think I've played against Finn Smith. I played against Marcus, obviously, a couple of times. But obviously remarkable, talented, great characters, great people. I've got to know that over the first week. And I'm looking forward to working with them. You know, how we progress this week is, again, it's trying to get to know how they kick the ball, what are their cues, if they miss, what do they want to hear, do they want technical information, do they want all those type of things. So it's I'm getting to know them and trying to work it out that way, yeah.
Brian O'Driscoll joins Michael McCarthy on Monday Night Rugby to talk all things Leinster, the Premiership Final and the Lions Tour. Remember, if you don't want to miss a single second of a busy summer of rugby coverage, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join, and you'll be able to hear the likes of O'Driscoll, Ronan O'Gara, Alan Quinlan, Jerry Thornley, Fiona Hayes, Mike Sherry and a whole pile more whenever you want. Wales scrum half Tomas Williams will have his eyes on acquiring the Test jersey. Williams, a tourist for the first time and has 65 Welsh caps, has impressed for Gloucester this season and played all five matches in this season's Six Nations. Speaking to Off the Ball's Susanna Mullen and the assembled press pack, the 30-year-old said that it is still sinking in that he's a member of the Lions touring squad.
Not until I started getting on the pitch, really. It didn't sink in until then. Just how much of a privilege it is, really. And especially when you're on the pitch and surrounded by like such good players. That's when it started to sink in, I think.
In case you missed this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, we had some of this.
The Dublin and the Kerry team and their fans and I suppose the teams themselves can disagree with this, but I have seen a lack of respect, and I can't blame them for it, given what Mead had produced over the last 15 years. But there was a lack of respect there in terms of what Dublin and Kerry produced against Mead. But Mead were good enough to go and take advantage of it.
And we also had this.
You imagine the Donegal dressing room with massive maps of Ireland. And like, this is where we had to go from and go to. And the big cane. Can you imagine the injustice? The last thing I want you to think about going onto the pitch today is how long we've had to travel to play Mayo at Dr. Hyde Park.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
TG Cahir will provide exclusive free-to-air live coverage of the British and Irish Lions opening match of the 2025 tour against Argentina, marking a historic first for Irish viewers. In a groundbreaking co-production with Welsh broadcaster S4C, the game will be the Lions' first ever fixture played in Ireland and the first collaboration between the two public service broadcasters. The match takes place at Dublin's Aviva Stadium on Friday, June 20th at 8 o'clock, as the Lions, led by head coach Andy Farrell, face Las Pumas, Argentina. TG Cahir will air the game live in Ireland with S4C broadcasting in the UK. The Dublin clash kicks off a 9-match tour, which continues in Australia and includes the 3-test series. Leinster ended their 4-year wait for silverware with a commanding 32-7 victory over the Bulls in the BKT United Rugby Championship final at Croke Park. In front of nearly 47,000 fans, Leinster dominated from the outset, scoring 3 early tries through Jack Conan, Jordy Barrett and Josh van der Fleer to lead 19-0 within 21 minutes. A strong scrum and a ferocious defence kept the Bulls at bay, with standout performances from Ryan Baird, named player of the match for the second week running, and rising star Sam Prendergast. The Bulls briefly rallied with an Akir van der Merwe try, but a late score from Fintan Gunn sealed the result. This marks Leinster's 9th league title and their first since the South African sides joined the competition in 2021. Stand-in Leinster skipper Jack Conan told Off the Ball's Stephen Kisby-Green that lifting a trophy at Croke Park is a special moment.
A historic stadium, an iconic stadium to play Gaelic games in. What's it like to lift a trophy in Croke Park?
Yeah, incredibly special. Not something you could ever dream of when you were growing up or even the last few years, because obviously it's been a long time since we played here as a club. So it's not something that was ever kind of on your radar, but it's just fantastic. And I know it wasn't full today, but there was 46,000 people there, and we could feel every single one of them. You could hear their voices, and they got behind us, and they stayed after, you know, the final whistle. They stayed for half an hour, 40 minutes afterwards for us to do a lap, to lift the trophy and all that. And it's, you know, one of the big reasons why we do is to give back to the people who come to support us day in, day out, and to the good days and the bad days. And it's incredibly pertinent that, you know, we give them something to celebrate. And I think everyone's just elated. With a good performance, more than asking to give back to all those supporters.
Whose idea was it to go up the Hogan Stand and lift the trophy?
I have absolutely no idea. I was conscious of that. Marcus Abufi needs a shout out at least once a week, so I was conscious of the lads trying to lift up my shirt and make an absolute mug of me, so I was tucking that in and I was trying to get out off there as quick as I could. But nah, look, to stand, to be on the Hogan Stand to lift a trophy with all your mates and, you know, family, loved ones, yeah, it's incredibly special and something that would live long in the memory.
You didn't have a speech for Bid?
I had a few words off scale, but I was told that my pronunciation was all over the place and they told me not to do it, so I didn't have too much Irish, but I didn't think they wanted to give me a speech, did they? No, so less is more.
And Bulls head coach Jake White said that he needs what Leinster have.
Even though it's straight off the game, the lesson I've taken from that is the one I've been telling you, we need more international players to play in our province. I need what Leinster have. I need to be able to fight fire with fire. And that's not going to change, guys. I mean, I'm going to ask you a question. Leinster Toulouse, Leinster La Rochelle. I mean, what do you think you need to win those games? Academy players or in-season internationals? I think the biggest cheer tonight was for Bowden Barrett. He's not Irish. So, I mean, please don't take it the wrong way. That's what I'd love to get. I'd love to be able to sit in a coach's box and 19-0 up, say, Erchia, warm up, and then put him on and let him menace the defence and like he did tonight. Even though you know he's going to do it, he still does it. So it's irrelevant, you know, asking me, because that has been from the day I took over this job. You know, I keep banging the same drum, guys. I've coached the best players in the world. I've coached some of the best players in the world. In fact, I have. I've coached players who've won Player of the Year twice. So I know what it's like to coach the best players in the world. And it's doesn't matter how you look at it. If you're playing against 23 internationals, and I think today you guys, you were short, you only had 22. I mean, there's a complete and utter difference. As I said, I watched that show the other night against the head. McGrath, Byrne, two, they haven't been picked for any international now with the Lions and the Summer Tour. Three internationals, 12 Irish players going on the Summer Tour and 13 British and Irish Lions, if you count Caelan Doris, who's injured. No, that's not a provincial team, guys. That's a phenomenal provincial team. That must be the best Leinster team. And again, I know it's going to be headlines because old players will say I'm not giving credit to, but that must be one of the best Leinster squads they've ever had. I mean, I was sitting now, standing with Leo, and he told me when Kevin Putt played here, how Kevin used to say how amateurish Leinster were, drinking in the week. Fast forward now. I mean, now you guys are, I say it over and over, you're the benchmark of what clubs are trying to achieve. You've got international coaches, you've got foreigners that come in and they take your team to another level. I say it again, I'm envious, really envious, because if you're going to fight fire with fire and you want to go to a gunfight, you can't go with a knife.
Alan Quinlan joined Cullen Buhig and John Duggan on Off the Ball Breakfast on Monday morning, and he gave this reaction to Jake White's comments.
There's three overseas players with Leinster. Who are they?
Jordy Barrett. Jordy Slimani.
Yeah. Where are all the other players from?
In-house.
They're all homegrown developed players. Every time Leinster beats someone, they're talking about budget. You can pay the Irish players more to keep them and have a bigger squad. Mm-hmm. But the vast majority are Irish. I like Jake White, and I think he has the credibility to talk and people listen. He talks a fair bit of sense. But I think here, when you look at rugby in this country and you look at, compare us to South Africa, and a lot of the stuff that's said online and the criticism of Ireland not getting past quarterfinals. Is it the fourth or fifth played sport here, or third or fourth played sport here? We have 130 or 40 professional players in the country. The depth charts wouldn't be anywhere near what it's like in South Africa.
And remember, you can catch Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning live on the Go Loud app or on YouTube from 7:30. Owen Farrell's brief sojourn to France has ended as he has decided to rejoin Saracens from French club Racing 92. The former England captain called time on his 16-year stay with the Gallagher Premiership side at the end of last season, but fly half Farrell has agreed to leave Racing 92 and return to Saracens after a disappointing injury-disrupted campaign with a top 14 outfit. The 33-year-old ex-club captain has signed a new two-year deal at the StoneX Stadium to rejoin a club with whom he won three European Cups and six Premiership crowns. Farrell made his Saracens debut in 2008, 11 days after his 17th birthday, and amassed 256 appearances before heading for France. He has won 112 England caps and made six test appearances for the British and Irish Lions, although he has not been included in the squad, coached by his father Andy, for this summer's tour of Australia. Farrell has not played test rugby since the 2023 World Cup, initially taking a break to prioritise his mental well-being before his move abroad made him ineligible for selection. Saracens are acquiring cover for the injured Alex Lazowski and are allowed dispensation in the salary cap to replace him in their squad for next season. That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'll be back with more rugby news later in the week. Thanks for listening.